Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl, when
I didn't know what I was going to do,
tune into Lock Talk Radio. Your program is Yosheba Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing the divine word of God, the divine word of truth as I know it to be. Hallelujah. Hope and pray that all is well in your family circle. Hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. And so what I would like to do at this moment, I'd like to take this opportunity, this podium, this stage, and just send condolences out to those of you that have lost loved ones over the last 48 hours, the last 72 hours. Hallelujah. The last 24 hours. 8 hours ago, even 30 minutes ago. And we just want you to know that you are not alone. Hallelujah. We want you to know that you have brothers and sisters, hallelujah, around this earth that are praying for you and with you. Hallelujah. In your hour of bereavement. And we just want you to know that and to know that you have warriors, pilgrims, soldiers that are praying with you and for you, that God will bring about your joy and restore your joy and restoration unto your heart and soul. Hallelujah. And I just thank those of you that are able to tune in on this evening. Hallelujah. Look like I have been trying to get on here much earlier than I anticipated, but, you know, I tell you, I've had some calls that came about, and so I had to, postpone my time of coming on in order to, get the call. But anyway, I just thank God for just allowing me to, you know, to come back across these airways, as I first stated, bringing the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. Unto you, you and you. Hallelujah. And may God richly bless you. I tell you, God is such an awesome God. Hallelujah. He is so wonderful. I just thank God for what he's doing in the lives of his people. Hallelujah. And I just, I just thank you once again for tuning in. And I hope and pray that you had a beautiful time at church services and different mass that you might have attended on today. I know God met you there. Hallelujah. And, so I just wanted to, just send out a word of gratitude on this afternoon and just let you know that I thank you for all of your patronage and you being a continual loyal listener. And may God richly bless you, you and you. Hallelujah. And I want you just to come aboard. I have now opened up the chat room, hallelujah, for your entertainment, hallelujah, and so, and listening pleasure. So I want you to just bring all your digital devices, may they be your tablet or your iPhone, bring them aboard because we are in need of them, hallelujah. And so now we're going to go on into our opening prayer. We have opening prayer each time that we approach this podium. And that way we're acknowledging our Lord and Savior, and God tell us to acknowledge him in all that we do, and he shall direct our paths. So I want you just to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer, hallelujah, at this time. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, hallelujah. We come, hallelujah, Jesus. We come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured, God. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity, God, once again around this spectrum, God. We know that this earthly planet that we're treading on is not our eternal destination, God. But we know that you have a home up on high, God, that are awaiting us. But we will remain, God, in your will, in your way, moving upward and onward, God. Hallelujah. And we will be mounting up, God, from the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, God, as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm asking you, God, to anoint these lips of clay on this evening, God. Able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you, and the pardons of their sins, God. Lord, I'm asking you to just able me and grace me, God, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting out there, God, deep down in the epitome of their heart and soul. We'll be so mindful, God, to give your name the glory, honor, and all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we will allow the church to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And as I've far stated, I thank you for tuning in on this evening. And will be with you. I'm scheduled to be with you in 1 hour. And I hope and pray that that will include the whole entire service for today. I hope I don't have to extend it. So we're just going to try to keep it within this hour on today, because you might have something else that you want to get done this evening. So we're not going to keep you long. But anyway, we're going to go right now on into our scheduled program that's already in progression. Hallelujah. And so our hallelujah, let me get my eyes on and get me a little more vision here. I've got the focus, get my focus on. So our sermon on this evening entitled Dress to Deceive. I want to say that one more time. Dress to Deceive. So we're going to go right now to our first key scripture, and it reads like this. Be aware of false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. That scripture reading is coming out of Matthew 7:15. All right, we're going to move on down to our second key scripture, and it reads like this. It says that you are turning away, hallelujah, so soon to a different gospel. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Galatians 1:6. Hallelujah. We know that in this society, in this global world which we are living and residing, are so many false prophets, people that are coming all out the woodwork, out the closet, and telling you that if you touch, you know, their shoes in which they are wearing, they will be healed. I mean, the preachers are telling you, you know, if they touch something on your body, some private parts, that you would be healed. I mean, it's just so elusive, the things that people are bringing into the church and deceiving the people of God and those that would want to get to know God. I tell you, it is so sad. It's so heartbreaking to hear that. Like I said, you know, that's the reason why it's so important to get your Bible. And if you don't have one, go out and purchase you a Bible. You can get an inexpensive Bible, even one, I think, from the 99-cent store for a dollar. You know, if $10 or $15 is too high, and, you know, you it's too high for you to pay at this time, then you can go to, like I said, the 99-cent store and purchase you a Bible. Or you might can check out some of the local, you know, discount stores in your surrounding areas and find you a Bible. Sometimes you can go into the secondhand stores, you know, but wherever God leads you, you know, to get your hands on you a Bible of your personal usage. And you can just open up the Word of God and just start reading at random. So you will know what thus says the Lord. Because like I said, people are just coming all out with all kinds of things that is not biblical. And we know that, hallelujah, Jesus said, He said, be aware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 7 and 15. And we know that false teachers do not bear the fruit of God. They do not bear the fruit of God's spirit. Rather, they walk according to the flesh and despise authority. That's coming out of the law of Galatians 5 and 22 through 23, and also 2 Peter 2 and 10. But they are bold, egotistical, and given to greed. They are ruled by their own desires. They exploit people by using deceptive words. The Bible says that these wayward spiritual leaders are headed for destruction and will take many unsuspecting and undiscerning people along with them. Jesus tells you and I, he said that I am the good shepherd. Rather than pursuing personal gain, he laid down his life for his sheep. And that's what Jesus laid down his life for you and I. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. And, God does not want you and I and us, or anyone, to be misled by false teaching. He wants us to be aware of those who deceive and follow him instead, the true shepherd of yours and mine and our soul. And when you hear about somebody telling you something that you know that it don't sound right, it don't sound biblical, you are to get your Bible and your purse or your phone, your laptop, your tablet, whatever that you have in your hands in the midst of that sanctuary, and get up and exit the door, because they are teaching you false teaching. They are lying, testifying, and testifying on God. You can read in the Bible all the miracles that God has performed when he was here over 2,000 light years ago. God is that same God. He has not changed. But we want to change the word of God. We want to bring about a different gospel. But it ain't but one gospel, and that's the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that substitutes abound, but there is only one real Christ, and that's Christ Jesus. He is the only one that you and I should be believing in. We shouldn't believe in any man-made cocktail gospel that's warmed up and microwavable. Hallelujah. God said that, you know, the true word of Jesus Christ, it will set you free. And we know that in the year of 1863, in the month of January, Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation on that great day that the African slaves in America were declared officially free. Jesus, as I first stated, was here over 2,000 light years ago. And he declared Emancipation Proclamation that this mission was to proclaim another liberty. He that sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and open up the prison to them that are bound. Scripture reading is coming out of the law of Isaiah 61:1. And you can also consult Luke 4:16. But we know that Jesus is the great emancipation that came to free us from whatever has us bound, confined, entangled, or oppresses you and I and us. He came to defeat our adversary, to lift the spirit of heaviness, and to restore our joy so that we can praise and glorify him. On today, the presence of his spiritual secures you and I and us of our freedom. Now the Lord is the Spirit. Hallelujah. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. God has chosen every believer by divine election to be a witness. He has summoned you and I and us to invite others to accept salvation through Jesus Christ. We must preach the gospel of liberation and freedom. The word of God says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you and I and us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Scripture reading is coming out of the law of Galatians 5:1. God has committed the gospel to yours and mine and our trust. And we must preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 2 Timothy 4:2. Likewise, the watchmen upon the walls of Jerusalem, we cannot help but speak the things that we have seen and heard because the Lord has anointed you and I us to preach the good tidings. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Isaiah 61:1. We thank God for our freedom in Christ Jesus. Jesus don't come with nothing but the truth. God is a true God. God is a holy God. He's a holy creature. God is a holy power. God is a holy spirit. And people coming all out the closet with stuff you never heard of in your life. Whooping on members, you know, that has went out and maybe had committed fornication or adultery. They want to whoop them in the church. And this is supposed to be biblical. God is the only judge. And you will not be judged before God says time to be judged. Because you will, and you and I and the whole universe will stand before the judgment seat of God to be judged against the good and the not so good that you have done in this old mortal body. So there's one judge and one mediator. So don't let nobody entangle and delude your mind the thinking that God has told them that, because it's a lie, fabricated lie. Hallelujah. God tells us the things that he has given to our authority. And he said that when we go out and preach the gospel, he will enable us, not us on our own recognizance, but he would enable you and I to lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Lay hands on the blind, they shall see. Lay hands on the lame, that shall walk. Lay hands on the mute, and they will begin talking. These are the attributes that God will enable you and I to do, but that's on the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost will give you power. Without the Holy Ghost, you don't have no power. Yeah, I said that. Without any Holy Ghost, you don't have no power. You're like a lamp without a bulb. You're like a socket without a cord to plug into. You are powerless. So that's what God said. He would give you and I power from on high to be able to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Lay hands on the blind and they shall see. Lay hands on the lame and they shall walk. Lay hands on those that cannot speak a word and they shall begin talking. If it's not in the Bible, then it's not true. Don't be led and strung along. go to a church where they are teaching you the divine word of God. See, people don't lack this kind of preaching because it's the trueness of Jesus, the true bread of life. See, people want to pat you on the back and tell you to do the best you can and can your best. But that's not what Jesus said. You have to be holy because God is holy. And he don't want you lost. That's the reason why he has messengers to go out and spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's what I'm coming with. I'm coming with the good news of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we know that the greatest challenge to us, you and I, as Christians in this 21st century, is a rapid immortality, divisive social issues, increasing hostility toward God. Those are in danger for sure. But I would venture to say that our biggest threat is religion. We know that religions that draws us away from the gospel. Some religions openly oppose Christ, but others are more stubborn. They use language Christians already know, giving their faith a familiar sound. Then they add to it their own twist brands of thinking. Hallelujah. If such groups sound like Christians, how can we know if they are preaching a different gospel? Galatians 1:6. Here are some false teachings that God tells us about. Said salvation through anything other than faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross, Acts 4:12. Second, a refusal to see Jesus as the eternal God in the flesh, our only Savior, John 1. Number three, giving more importance to the word of man than to the word of God. That scripture reading is coming out of law, 1 Corinthians 2:12-13. Four, leaders who do not provide Christian-like guidance through careful biblical instructions. That scripture reading is coming out of law, 1 Timothy 4:6, Jude 4. There are those who want to lead you into another gospel. Hallelujah. But learn God's word so you won't be deceived. We know that the word of God provides the light. We need to see the way. So if we learn that God, what God has said, then we will not be led astray. So you and I and us can apply yours and mine, ourselves, to his scriptures. And the scripture to yourself. Know God's word for yourself. So you will not be led down a destruction road. A road that will lead you right on off the cliff. You get God's word and you read it for yourself. And let the Lord administer to you. God is eager to minister to you and I. Hallelujah. And so the word of God said, the word became flesh and dwelled among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, but full of grace and truth. That scripture reading is coming out of law, John 1:14. So they're trying to tell you that they are God. They're trying to tell you that Muhammad is their God. They're trying to tell you that Buddha is their God. They're trying to tell you that Methuselah is their God. But it's only one God. Hallelujah. And that God is alive and well. He's no longer in the grave. Methuselah is still in a cold grave, done rotted. Muhammad is still in a cold grave, he's rotted. Buddha in a cold grave, he's rotted. So it's only one person that conquered death, hell, and the grave. That's Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, our soon coming Messiah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you here today, God. And we give your name the glory. And we give your name the praise. And just as the word we speak come from our heart, so do the words we write. They reveal who you and I and us are. Then we become familiar with God's voice. in much the same way by reading what he has written. We learn who he is, how he expresses himself. Satan, however, tries to make himself sound like God by using God's words in a slightly altered fashion. He come up with convincing arguments for things that are untrue. For example, by convincing people to do things that simulate godliness, such as trusting in an outward regimen of self-discipline rather than Christ's death for salvation. Satan has led many astray. God went to extreme to make sure that you and I and us recognize his voice. He not only gave you and I his word, he gave us the word made flesh, Jesus Christ, in the law of John 1 and 14, so that we will not be easily deceived or misled. Hallelujah, Jesus. And still within my heart, dear God, hallelujah, a deep desire to know your word. I want to learn to hear your voice that I may, hallelujah, that I make your will my choice. Therefore, your servant loves it. That scripture reading is coming out of a lot of Psalms, 1 and 119 and 140. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that several years ago, a report was told about a preacher who promised to sell blessings on installment plans. And incredible as it sounds, he offered 12 months blessings for $84 to anyone who wanted his prayers, could fill out a coupon and send $7 a month for 1 year. Hinting that his prayers have brought people financial reward, he promised to send a blessing certificate when he received the first payment. Hallelujah. And an anointed billfold with the second, of course. There was no money back guaranteed. Can you imagine Jesus, any of his disciples, Peter, Paul, John, promising to pay people in return for a contribution to their ministries? Certainly not. We know that Paul, he made every effort to live above reproach. Going to the law of 2 Corinthians 11 and 7, where Paul told believers that he had preached the gospel of God to them, the free of charge, although he was specifically referring to the proclamation of the word. We know that the principle of serving with pure motives apply to any spiritual endeavor. Be aware of anyone who places emphasis on money while promises to give you spiritual benefits in return. Going to the law of James 5 and 16 said that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. I don't think a righteous man would ever insist on receiving pay to pray. Prayer is free of charge. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The one who served God for money is in spiritual bankruptcy. So I'm encouraging you on today. Listen to nothing but the true word of Jesus Christ. Refuse to let anyone incline your ear to a different gospel. The Bible says that you are turning away as soon to a different gospel. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Galatians 1 and 6. But if you apply yourself to the scriptures and the scriptures to yourself, you will not be deceived by false prophets. So our sermon on this evening has been Dressed to Deceive. Don't allow anyone to deceive you. Search out God's word for yourself. I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondent, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. You can log on to our web address, www.janiceWardMinistries.org. We are now changing the dynamics of this program. We are now opening up the prayer request line. All of those that desire prayer are urged to call in. The call-in number to speak live with the host is 646-200-3074. 646-200-3074. You have any prayer petitions? You have any testimony that you would like to share on the air? You are welcome to call in at this time. Till we meet again, you're encouraged to buckle up with Jesus at your wheel because he is people-friendly. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you go in God and allow God to go in you. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program, turning you over to the second part of the old hymn of Zion with the second part of our program, is the old hymn of Zion. So we want you to just be uplifted. We want you to be encouraged. And so we're going to bring you these spiritual hymns at this time. And once again, if you have any prepositions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to do so. Call in. That number again is 1-646-200-3074. Thank you, all of my guests, all of my friends, constituents. Hallelujah. And continue faithful listeners. Thank you, and may God richly bless you and keep you always.
The real truth of Jesus. Love is cold. For you. Those of you that know he'll take care of you, let me hear you say yes. Say it again. Say it again. You know, over in the sanctified church, they never get to feel like this. All the things get to God. And he's going to need a little way. I want to get you to help me say it one more time. Yeah! Thank you.
on review us. Review the story of two sisters. Oh, Mary and Martha. They had a brother. Named Lazarus. One day while Jesus was away, that dear fool brother died. Yeah.
Help me to welcome my friend and brother, Pastor W.J. Campbell from Chicago.
Hello, this is Moses Tyson, Jr., CEO of World Class Gospel Records. I truly
help me to welcome